Okay, today we're going to learn Tainus Daf Chaf Vav Amid Beis. We started discussing last time, we're still in the middle of the Mishnah, but we started discussing the five bad things that happened on Shavasa B'Tamuz and the five bad things that happened on Tisha B'Av. And because of that, we said that when the month of Av comes in, we experience less Simcha. So we're up to Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av Lios B'Tocha. The week of Tisha B'Av itself, it's about the sixth line on the page, the week of Tisha B'Av itself, Asur Min L'Sapri L'Machabes, we're not allowed to get a haircut, we're not allowed to wash our clothing, Uvachamishu Mutarin, but on Thursday of that week, we're allowed to wash our clothing, Mipnei Kavod Shabbos, in order to honor Shabbos, to have nice clean clothing for Shabbos. That's what we call the halachos of the 9 days. Mishnah doesn't make those halachos for 9 days, just for the week of Tisha B'Av. Erev Tisha B'Av, on Erev Tisha B'Av itself, lo yochal adam shnei tavshilin, a person should not eat a meal with two cooked foods, lo yochal basar v'lishta yayin, and he shouldn't eat meat and he shouldn't drink wine on Erev Tisha B'Av. We have the minhag not to do that for the entire 9 days. Except for Svarim, don't do it the entire week of Tisha B'Av. Shimon Gamliel says, Yeshana, that he should just do things differently. If normally he eats two cooked foods, then he should only eat one. If normally he drinks 10 kosos of wine, so he should only drink 5 kosos of wine. You just do things differently. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev B'Kfiyas Amita, Rabbi Yehuda says he even needs to turn his bed over as a sign of mourning. V'lo hod l'cham, but the Cham didn't agree to that chumrah. They thought that was a bit much. Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, lo hayu yam tovim l'Yisrael k'chamisha asa b'avu k'yom ha-kippurim. There were no days as joyous for the Jewish people as the 15th day of Av and Yom HaKippurim. Shevehen b'nos Yisrael yotzos b'klei lavan sh'ul. And on those days, the b'nos Yisrael would go out in borrowed white clothing, shlo levayish shmisha inlo, so as not to embarrass people who didn't have white clothing. That's why they would borrow it, because they didn't want to use their own, because then girls who didn't have would be embarrassed. Kala kelim tu'un tevila. All the clothing needed to be toveled in a mikvah before it was worn, because not everyone knows that their friend was necessarily tahar, so they had to make sure the clothing that they were borrowing is tahar. Benos Yerushalayim yotzos v'chalos, the girls of Yerushalayim would go out and they would dance in circles, bakramim in the vineyards, umaha yu omos, and what would they say? Bachur, sa na einecha, urei ma'ata barulach. They would call out to the young men and say, pick up your eyes and choose, see what you want to choose for a wife. Al titein einecha benoi, tein einecha b'mishpacha. You shouldn't look at beauty as the determining factor of who you want to marry. Rather, you should look at the family, because the kind of children she's going to raise is ultimately going to be much more important to you. Sheker achein, the hevel ayofi. Beauty is nonsense. Isha yiras Hashem hitas halal. What really matters is a sense of Yerushalayim, which normally was, you could tell by the kind of family that she comes from. Va'omer yitnu la mipri yadeha v'yalua b'shar ma'aseha. And the Pasuk says that everyone will praise her in the gates because of her actions, not because of her beauty. So main point number one over here, the Mishnah describes those things that we don't do on the week of Tisha B'Av and Erev Tisha B'Av, and describes the great joy with the girls dancing of Chamisha Asar Ba'av and Yom HaKippurim. V'cheinu Omer, we know the Yom Kippur was a very positive day, very happy day, because the Pasuk says, Tzenu Rana B'nos Tzion B'melech Shlomo, V'atar Shitra Lo Imo, B'yom Chasunoso, B'yom Simchas Libo. So it's saying the Melech Shlomo is a reference really to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is in charge of all Shalom. So B'yom and Ba'atar She'itra Lo'imo is a reference to the Jewish people. So B'yom Chasunaso Zeh Matan Torah, that's a reference to Matan Torah, or B'yom Simchas Libo Zeh Binyan Beis HaMikdash, the day of the joy of his heart, that's a reference to the Beis HaMikdash She'ibana B'meher V'yameinu, which God willing should be built very soon in our days. Good, that's the Mishnah. So says the, we had said in the Mishnah, B'shloch Shoprakam Shon HaKohanim Nosim Eskapeim, that three times of the year, the Kohanim Duchen, four times in a single day, on the Tainios, on the Mamados, and Yom HaKippurim. Tainios, Mamados, Miko, Musaf, so ask the Gemara, how do they duchen four times on Tainios, Mamados? There's no Musaf, so how can you say they're duchening at Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, Ni'ila, but there's no Musaf? So says Mar Chesurim, Echzer, Vach, Ketani. Now the Mishnah is missing a little bit. This is what the Mishnah really means to say. B'shlosh ha'prakim kohanim nosim eskapeim kol zman shemispalin arba pam b'yom shachrus u'musaf v'nil sharim ve'elu hein shlosh ha'prakim tanyos v'mamados yom ha'kippurim, that there v'yeshmen arba prakim b'yom, rather, that there are three times a year that kohanim will duchen as often as they daven. Some of those days it will actually happen four times in a single day, and on some of those days it will happen three times in a single day, but however many times they daven, during these three times, tiniest, my mother's, and Yom HaKippurim, they would duchen every single tefillah. So the Gemara brings that there is some who disagree with the Mishnah. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Baravua. Zu, this Mishnah that says Kohanim would do Birchas Kohanim at all four tefillos, Divrei Meir. That's according to the Shita of Rav Meir. Aval Chamomrim, Shachros Musaf, Yesh Ben Nesias Kvayim Mincha Ni'ila, Im Ben Nesias Kvayim Mincha. Say, no, we only ever do Chen at Shachros Musaf, never by Mincha and Ni'ila. So the Gemara explains, Man Chachamim, who are these Chachamim that hold that it's only at Shachros Musaf? Rabbi Yehudihi, that must be a reference to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Titania, Shachros Musaf, Mincha Ni'ila, Kulin Yesh Ben Nesias Kapayim. Rabbi Yehuda says that we learned in a Braisa, Shachros Musaf, Mincha Ni'ila, we do chen by all them, Divrei Meir. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. But Rabbi Yehuda says, Shachros Musaf, Yesh Ben Nesias Kapayim, Mincha Ni'ila, Ein Ben Nesias Kapayim, that it's only at Shachros Musaf, and not by Mincha Ni'ila that we have duchening. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ni'ila Yesh Ben Nesias Kapayim, Mincha Ein Ben Nesias Kapayim. Rabbi Yossi says there is Nesias Kapayim by Ni'ila, just not by Mincha. So says Gemara b'Maikav Miflgi, what are these three Tanaim arguing about? So Gemara explains, Rameir Savar, Kol Yoma Taima Mai, what's the reason that every day that it's not a fast day, the Lo Parshi Kani Yadayu B'Minchasa, why is it that they don't do Duchening at Mincha on a regular day? Mishum Shechras, it's only a concern because they might be drunk and they're not allowed to Duchen when they're drunk. It's the same reason why in Simchas Torah, in most shuls, we do Duchening at Shachras, because we're afraid that once they make Kiddush, the Kohanim aren't allowed to Duchen anymore. But it isn't like a Shechras, but at times of fast days and Mamados, where they're not allowed to eat or drink anything, so you don't have to worry about getting drunk, and therefore they should Duchen at Mincha and at Ni'ila as well. Rabbi Yehuda Safa, Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, Shachros Musaf to call Yom Shchiach Shachros Logazubur Rabbanan. Since typically, generally speaking, people have not drunk anything by Shachros and Musaf, so the Rabbanan never made a gezerah not to do Nesias Kapayim at Shachros and Musaf. But Mincha Ni'ila to call Yom Shchiach Shachros, you're right that no one's getting drunk on the actual fast days, but since Mincha and Ni'ila are times that people generally are drunk, Gazubuhu Rabbanan, the Rabbanan made a gezerah not to do Nesias Kapayim those davenings at all. Rabbi Yossi Savar, Mincha Di'isa B'kol Yoma, Gazubuhu Rabbanan. Ni'ila D'lasa B'kol Yoma, Lo Gazubuhu Rabbanan. Rabbi Yossi says, no, the Rabbanan only made this gezerah not to do Nesias Kapayim at Mincha, because Mincha comes up every single day. They never made such a gezerah for Ni'ila, which only comes up once in a while. So, Amar Avida Marav, Halacha Krabi Meir, we pass on Krabi Meir, that Kohanim are Nosei Kapayim, they Duchen, even by Mincha and Ni'ila of a fast day. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Noagua Amkra Meir, that the Klal Yisrael has taken on the practice of Rabbi Meir, Rav Amar, Minag Rabbi Meir. And Rav says the Minag is like Rabbi Meir. What's the difference between all those things? So Mandi Amar Halacha Krabi Meir, the one that says the Halacha is like Rabbi Meir means Darshin La Bibirka, that we actually go out and teach people Birabim publicly like Rabbi Meir. Mandi Amar Minag, the one that said that the Minag is like Rabbi Meir, it means Midrash L'Darshin, and we're not going to go around teaching it publicly, but Uri Marinan. But if people ask to clarify the halacha, we will teach them that that's the halacha. We're just not going to go make a public stink about it. Umandi Amar Nagu, and the one that says Nagu Krabi Meir would say Uri Lo Marinan. We're not even going to teach it to someone who asks, but V'yavid, Avid v'lo madrinale. But if we see that people are following that opinion, we're certainly not going to correct them. So main point, I guess, is number two. I'm not sure. The next main point is that three opinions, when there was duchening, Nesias Kapayim, on fast days. Rabbi Yehuda holds every tefillah. Rabbi Meir holds only Shachris and Musaf. Let's say it like this. Rabbi Yehuda holds every tefillah because there's no chashash shichrus, there's no concern of drunkenness. Rav Meir holds only Shachros and Musaf because Mincha and Ni'ila generally have a Chashash Shechros. And Rabbi Yossi holds, yes by Ni'ila, but not by Mincha, because Mincha generally has a Chashash Shechros. And we paskin to varying degrees, is important, we paskin to varying degrees, three different degrees of how far we paskin this way, but we generally paskin like Rabbi Meir. Whether we do that by public shiurim proclaiming Rav Meir right, or whether only to someone who asks, or not even that, it's just not correcting people who do like Rav Meir. Nachman Amar Halacha Krabi Yossi. Nachman says, Halacha Zak Krabi Yossi, V'Halacha Krabi Yossi. that and the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that only by ni'ila of a fast day we duchen, but not by mincha. Ve'idna my time of parsi kani adayu v'minchasa d'tanisa. Why is it that nowadays they duchen at mincha the fast day? Kivin de'besamach l'shkias hacham ha'kaparsi, since it's close to sunset that they do the nesias kapayim, kitzfilas ni'ila damya. It's already considered like it's tfilas ni'ila and not like mincha, and that's why they do it. The kuli amonias, but everyone seems to assume shikar aser b'nesias kapayim, that someone who's drunk is not allowed to duchen. So I mean, really, how do we know that to be the case? How do we know that it's true that someone who is drunk is not allowed to do nesias kapayim? Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi mishum bar kapara lama nismucha parshas koyin mevarech leparshas nazir. Why is it that the Torah puts together the parsha of the birchas kohanim in parshas naso to the section about nazir in parshas naso? Lomar, it's to connect the two and to tell us man nazir asur b'yayin af koyin mevarech asur b'yayin. Just like a nazir is not allowed to drink wine, so too a kohen who's going to duchen is not allowed to drink wine. So that's how we know that he's not allowed to drink wine. Maskefla avuad Rabbi Zeir Varmila Ushaya Bar Zavda ima nazir asur b'chartzon af koin mevarich asur b'chartzon. Wait a second, nazir is not just not allowed to drink wine, he's not allowed to have any grape products, grape peels and things like that. So you want to tell me that a koin is also not allowed to have any grape products before he duchens? If you're going to really compare it to a nazir, compare it all the way. So I'm Rabbi Yitzchak amakra l'sharso ulevarich b'shmo. Pasuk says that Hashem chose the Kohanim to serve him and to bless him by his name. Mamasharis mutar b'chartzon, just like someone who's doing avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, someone who's serving Hashem is allowed to have these different grape products. Af kohen mevarich mutar b'chartzon. So to a kohen who's going to duchen is allowed to have a grape product, it's just that he's not allowed to have wine. Imamasharis balmum lo af kohen mevarich balmum lo. So if that's the case, if we're going to compare it to a Mishares, well, someone who serves in the Beis HaMikdash, if he's a Balmum, he's not allowed to serve. So would you say the same thing by a Kohen who's a Balmum, that he's not allowed to do Birchas Kohanim? So the Gemara says the reason a Kohen Balmum is not possible and he's allowed to do Birchas Kohanim is because of Ishkish L'Nazir. He's compared to a Nazir. So we'll make that the... let's finish off that thought. Umay Chazis Demakshus L'Kula Akash L'Chumra. What made us decide to use the comparison in the more lenient direction on both sides, meaning we compare him to a nazir to say that just like a mum doesn't ruin a nazir, it also doesn't ruin the kohen for duchening. On the other hand, we compare him to a kohen working in the Beis HaMikdash, and we say that just like kohen working in the Beis HaMikdash is allowed to have grape products, so is the kohen who's duchening. Why don't we say that it's that he should be like the nazir with regard to grape products, and be like the coin in the Beis HaMikdash with regard to a mum. So says Gemara, asmachta ninu min derabanan ulakula. This whole hekesh, the whole idea that the Torah compares the coin to any of these people, is only an asmachta on a derabanan level. It's only something that's hinted to in the Torah. It's not a real din d'oraisa, and therefore we are more lenient. So the final main point over here, we compare kohanim duchening to a nazir. In that he can be a balmum, he's allowed to have a mum, but he's not allowed to drink wine. We compare him to a kohen serving the Beis HaMikdash, in that he's allowed to have grape products. He's allowed to have grape products. Okay, we will stop there, and Be'ez Hashem pick up next time with Eluhain Ma'amados.